Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, and I had another one, a new one. Oh, a.k.a. Famelo Ball, a.k.a. here's the new one, Hurricane. But you can call me Slurricane, because I'm strong enough to start an engine, man. If you know, folks. All right, that's all I can tell you on that one. And today is Monday, August 29th, 2022. It is about 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 3:30 a.m. Pacific Time and about half past midnight in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow, because we don't wish for you to. This is just for entertainment, folks, okay? And we don't want to be the triggers in any negative bad behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local gamblers help group, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. But that did not happen Saturday, and that was the last down we came out, and I'll explain. Saturday, we were 2-4 on six picks. I mean, damn. The four we lost, UTEP, North Texas, that over was way too high for those two teams, and I went right into it thinking that they would get busy, but I think there was a delay that game, wasn't it? Or was that the Nevada game? I think there was a delay that game. No, that was the Nevada game. But yeah, they just didn't make it. We had it. I forgot what the final was. It didn't go over though. But we had it at 55, over 54 and a half, 55. I don't think it even got into the 50s. Okay. Yeah, because last time I saw it was 38. Yeah, no, it was 41 last time I saw. I take that back. But I digress. Let's see who else was there. Speaking of Nevada, it was Nevada at New Mexico, and damn, if New Mexico gives us any offense, whoo, we see they gonna be dogs on unders because they can't score. They had them on the over 50, 49.5, 50, 51, and they not even close. Thanks to the other team, New Mexico. Nevada did its part. New Mexico didn't participate offensively. Okay. The other game we lost, UConn. They stepped up. They didn't win, but they covered 28 against, 27.5 against Utah State. We had Utah State minus 27.5. They won by like 11 points. And then we had a baseball, Aaron Judge of the Yankees, to get over 1.5 bases, and he did not. I only think he had a hit. All right. And the two we won, we had the over of Hawaii and Vanderbilt. That game went well over. And we also had the over of North Carolina and Florida A&M, and that went way over, right? So 2-4, that was not a good weekend to start our first college football season, but you know, we coming back, you know, we don't dwell on wins, we don't dwell on losses, we keep going. And I've got three baseball games for you today, and today will be our last day of Soul Baseball, because Friday or Thursday there's college, you know, obviously we don't do anything Tuesdays and Wednesdays until there's football games there, but we'll be back Thursday with some college football Friday college football. You know, Saturday, there'll be plenty of college football. Sunday, we got some baseball and college football. And then that next weekend, you know, okay, I don't think there's no college football next. Yes, there is a college football next Monday. And then, you know, then that Thursday, you know, the NFL starts. So today is our last day of Soul baseball, or at least on the schedule. You know, we'll see what happens in the playoffs and on the postseason. But more than likely, this is our last Soul baseball day for this year, okay, for this baseball season. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention happy birthday to my oldest niece, Chanel. That was yesterday, the 28th. I missed it. We missed it because I didn't do a show that day. And I'll explain to that. And then tomorrow, I won't be able to do a show tomorrow. You know, we don't usually do on Tuesdays until football starts, in earnest, at least, anyway. But yeah, happy birthday to my oldest sister, Janice, and my nephew, Cortez. You know, they have birthdays on the same day, the 30th. All right, I told you it was a lot of birthdays for my family in August. I told you that way back at the beginning of the month. End of July, early part of this month. I got a lot of birthdays this month. All right. But I digress. Let's talk into the baseball action for today. Because guess what? Already got my college football action up already, or at least some of it's up on my social medias. I'll give you my social media at the end of the show, as I always do. But yeah, I've got my Saturday already booked because I don't want to miss these lines. I think they're golden. All right, but yeah, we're gonna see what they look like, and then come Saturday when I do the show. Okay, but yeah, today baseball, all baseball. First, starting off, we got the St. Louis Cardinals coming here to see me, the Republic of Cincinnati Reds. All right, Miles Mikolas, 10-10 on the year, 3.35 ERA, 1.03 WHIP. Going against the Reds is Chase Anderson, who is doesn't have any stats for this year. I guess he's coming, just getting called up, or coming off injury or something, because he was 2-4 last year with a 6.75 ERA, 1.46 WHIP, and he's 35. This is who he is. It's not like he's a 25-year-old who learned how to get out major league hitters. He's 35. He's born in 1987. This is who he is. Okay? So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take the Cardinals coming off the late win on the Astros, or Atlanta, on Sunday night. We're going to go ahead and take the Cardinals -1 for -186. Now, these aren't very strong odds here, so if you want to go ahead and add more units to them, go ahead. I'm just going to take it easy just to get a nice little dub after some struggles the past couple shows, all right? Cardinals -1 for -186, okay? And then we've got the Chicago Cubs going up north of the border to take on the Toronto Blue Jays, okay? Javier Assad. Got a couple there, couple ethnicities going there. That's a, what is that? That's a Latin name, Javier and Assad. That's, headed toward the Muslim faith. Okay. Going against Jose Berrios. Okay. Assad has, he's got no record, no stats, but he does have 4 hits given up in 4 innings pitched. All right, so that would put his WHIP. He's got a 2 WHIP, okay? He's got a 2.00 WHIP. Again, the WHIP tells a lot about you, okay? Maybe not early, you know, Assad's kind of young, but still, that WHIP says a lot about you. Okay, that's one stat that I'll give the quote-unquote, the analytics people, I'll give them credit for coming up with that one, all right? And he's going against, like I said, Jose Berrios, who was 9-5 with a 5.28 ERA, 1.35 WHIP. Berrios, you know, this is his first year in Toronto. He struggled coming in there. And I know he got rocked his first outing. I think he got rocked his first couple three outings and just never really, his ERA could just never recover. But he's been serviceable of late. Like I said, he's 9-5. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take Toronto. -1 for -186 odds. All right. Toronto, -1 for -186 odds. All right. And then lastly, we got the New York Yankees doing battle with the Los Angeles Angels, okay? Frankie Montas of the Yankees, 4-10 with a 3.84 ERA, 1.21 whip. And he's going against... I'm sorry. He's going against Jose Suarez, who is 4-6 with a 4.19 ERA, 1.34 whip. Okay, you know what you say about visiting teams on getaway day. Monday is definitely a getaway day if Sunday wasn't. So usually that getaway team, you know, we don't mess with them. But, you know, this is the Yankees, and they've been struggling lately. And they've got to right the ship. You know, they've got to right their ship because, you know, Houston ain't going to be a walk in the park if you see them in the playoffs. Right? Cleveland won't be a walk in the park either. They're going to have heart with them young pitchers. So the Yankees going to have to do something about positioning. They've got to start winning again and really just for their own confidence. So we're going to go ahead and take the Yankees on the money line. And guess what the odds are? -186. All right. So let's recap. All right. Reds hosting the Cardinals. 6:40 Eastern. We're taking the Cardinals. -1 for -186. Cubs at Toronto, 7 p.m. Eastern hour. We're taking the Toronto Blue Jays, -1 for -186. And the last one, and I believe this was after 7:40, but I think it's a late night game. For some reason, I forgot the hour, but yeah, it's later in the day. And it's the Yankees at the Angels. And we're taking the Yankees on the money line for -186 odds, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back Thursday with more action and a recap today's action. And in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram is at @fame_Rothstein, @fame_Rothstein. Okay, don't forget my backup page where we pay homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant with the name at Betting Public, BettingPublic. Okay, there's not a lot of recent content up there. Probably not something over a year, but just in case something happens with these social media sites, all right? They end up kicking you off or whatever, all right? And don't forget my email address, famerothstein@yahoo.com, famerothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Content usually goes up there Saturdays and Sundays. But yeah, we had a show Saturday. We did not do a show Sunday. I got up so late. I forgot that I had an early Sunday morning appointment and I got up too late to kind of get anything going. So just didn't do a show. That's on me. It wasn't because we got our ass kicked Saturday. I mean, that don't get it twisted. That didn't give me that gave me incentive to go to bed and I couldn't. I was really upset. But like I said, after that loss, you know, you kind of just move on after you soak on it for a little bit, about an hour or whatever, you let it go on. All right. You move on to the next one. All right. Because you're going to be upset. That happens. All right. But hey, let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous to each other. And we'll be back on Thursday to talk about it. But until then, folks, everybody be well. Peace.